Hello everyone. So I wanted to do this episode by talking about my work-life balance. Now that you know all of what I've been put on earth to do, what I wanted to say, and more importantly, what I need to say is this. I decided never to do too much. I also decided never to do too little. So I'll be saying yes a lot of times, but more importantly, I'll be saying no a lot of times. I do not believe in human burnout in terms of the glorification of it. I value rest, boundaries, margin, RBM. I do not ever allow myself to be exploited. I've never have been a pushover, and I never will be a pushover. I never have been a doormat, and I never will be a doormat. What I want to say is this. I will not spend too much time away from my loved ones. I will also not spend too much time with my loved ones. I will have a middle ground, medium, of being with my loved ones. I will not totally distance myself from the public, but I won't always be amongst the public either. I found myself to be well-rounded, well-adjusted, well-unified, and well-balanced when it comes to my public figure duties, my loved one's duties, and my callings and giftings duties. Because it's easy to hear the episodes that I've published and go, oh my God, we don't want Antonio to have any ailments, diseases, infections, sicknesses, illnesses. That's not ever going to happen. Because I'm going to make sure that I get my 30 minutes of exercise in every day, eating right every day, drinking healthy fluids every day, mouth washing every day, water flossing and traditional flossing every day, brushing my teeth with electronic toothbrushes and regular toothbrushes every day, obeying my doctors and my dentists every day, obeying my gym trainer every day, and make sure I have nutritionists and dietitians who, heeding their wise advice every day. And that's how I decided to make sure I take care of myself. I also decided to meditate every day, sleep at least 8 hours a day, or close enough to it. And I decided to largely limit my time on the internet. For example, now I decided, okay, the only time I should be using the internet is for, recording and publishing the podcast, because I have to go on Anchor's personal podcast portion of Spotify podcasters and making sure that from now on I come up with my own episode descriptions. And you know, if I go on YouTube, I type in the names of the uplifting musical artists, and that's how I can use the internet without the virtual trauma triggers that I have. So I also decided to surround myself with people that are not yes people. People that are my accountability teams and people that are my, you know, responsibility teams. The people that are, they speak the truth in love to me regarding, it could be constructive criticism, it could be red flags, it could be red herrings, it could be bullshit detecting, it could be their way of lie detecting, it could be them telling me cautionary tales, it could be they're telling me warning signs, it could be them telling me what to look out for, who to look out for. It could be telling me they're no damn good, up no damn good. This is why they're no damn good and up to no damn good. It could be, man, they're a damn shame, and explain to me why they're a damn shame. It could be saying, you know what, my vibes and antennas and instincts are telling me, Antonio, don't sign that. Antonio, don't talk to them. Antonio, leave them alone. Or, you know, Antonio, they're not worthy of your day, and they're not even worthy of your night either. Nah, don't mess with, don't be bothered with them at all. And these are the people that do background checks with me. It could be my love life, it could be my sex life, it could be my business life, it could be my friendship life, it could be my coworker life, it could be my volunteer intern life, it could be my travel transportation life, it could be my talk buddy, hangout buddy life, it could be my associates, acquaintances life, colleague life, it could be my it could be who I'm cordial with and glance and briefly talk to life. People that are like, nah, people have to be on the up and up if they're going to be dealing with you, Antonio. We already know you're on the up and up, but the question is, are they on the up and up? So the people that will do background checks with me, along with the expertise. And I really don't want a posse or an entourage. I want a moral excellence team. You have to be moral excellence regarding character and materialism. That's what I call my version of what is considered a cohesive unit. And then I say to myself, I also want people to be able to tell me no when they need to. See, I love being told no for all the right reasons. I love being told yes for all the right reasons. So people that tell me yes for the right reasons as well. I need a compassionate yin yang of both, right? And also, I really decided to not deal with those who are salacious, who are sensationalism, who have the kind of media bias that is unproductive and destructive. And I choose not to be bothered with people who treat celebrity culture as a hardcore drug that they feel like rehab won't end their drug addiction of. You know, I feel that I don't want to be bothered with people who are easily impressed. You know, you're easily impressed with the fame, you're easily impressed with the money, you're easily impressed with the luxurious cars, luxurious houses. I'm just like, you know, no. People are easily impressed by the external. They're not easily impressed by kindness. They're not easily impressed by wisdom. Not easily impressed by self-control. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be bothered with you. Plus, for me, it's important to surround myself with those who love me for me, who like me for me, who respect me for me. Most people don't have a chance in heaven with me. Most people don't have a chance in purgatory with me. And most people don't have a chance in hell with me, because when you're a public figure, most people like you for all the wrong reasons, which means they truly don't like you at all. Most people love you for all the wrong reasons, which means they truly don't love you at all. And most people respect you for all the wrong reasons, which means they truly don't respect you at all. It's basically, I tolerate you because of your materialism and your ability to move the crowd, your superstardom power. But they truly are not in love with my nobility of character. They're truly not in love with my thoughtfulness. They're truly not in love with my advocacy and activism. These are the kinds of people that want to have sex with you for all the wrong reasons, which means they truly don't want to have sex with you at all. These are the kinds of people that want to date me for all the wrong reasons, which means they truly don't want to date you at all. So if I wasn't a public figure, I would be ugly to them. If I didn't have any access to materialism, I would be nauseating to them. And if I was not world renowned for my geniusness, I would be the laughing stock of our global society to them. So for me, I've also had to make sure that I know exactly where I stand with people. It's like in certain situations, you could be lovey-dovey with a person and go out to eat or a movie with them or get ice cream together. But they haven't decided what you mean to them, and you haven't decided what they mean to you. And that's just not something I'm cool with. To some public figures, that happens. There are people that will socialize with you in a certain way, but it's not clear if it's platonic or we're friends, but there's a capability to being more than just friends, or, okay, is sex ever going to be involved? And if it does, what are we if we sleep together? And none of that is cleared up when it comes to certain public figures, which I think sucks. So I decided, as a public figure, I really have to make sure that everybody encounter, I know exactly what they mean to me, and they know exactly what I mean to them. I don't believe in situationships for myself. I mean, if it works out well for other people, I'm glad for them, and I say that non-sarcastically. I truly am glad for them for all the right reasons. I'm just not into situationships myself. I'm a live and let live, do no harm, harm reduction kind of person. So I don't judge people as situationships. I just know they're not for me, because I'm only speaking for myself and nobody else. Situationships, I've been in them when I was an undergraduate, and I was always in massive confusion, and I hated how I felt, and I just hated the situation, and they weren't totally clear on how they felt, and I hated that too. I know what it's like to be in them, and I just am not a fan of situationships for myself. Because if you have sex with somebody, you have to, in my view, you have to be clear on, okay, is this committed or casual? If it's casual, we have to be, because there's more than one type of casual sex, right? Okay, is this a one-night stand? Is this anonymous sex? Is this friends with benefits? Is this a booty call? Is this our hookup culture? Is this a hookup? Is this polyamory? Polyamory can be committed too, by the way. Okay, is this swinging? That could be a part of committed too. Is this an open relationship? That could be a part of committed too, by the way, as y'all know. Okay, is this casual dating? Is this commitment dating? Do we see other people? Is it just us? Is this ethical monogamy, ethical non-monogamy? I have to put a label on it. That way, I know exactly how to be appropriate to that person, and they know exactly how to be appropriate to me. Because when, in my view, when you don't have all the boundaries intact, you really don't know, okay, how can I respect this person's trauma triggers and never stimulate them? And how can they respect my trauma triggers and never stimulate them? I feel like that is so important. So I feel like if someone is trying to be with you, even if you feel something, clarify those feelings, clarify those urges, clarify the intentionality so y'all could be of one accord, or in layman's terms, on the same page. And I have to do that more than most people, because I'm out there for the world to behold. So I have to be more sensitized to this than majority of people in our global world. And because a lot of times there have been stories of public figures, they meet somebody, flirtatious behavior, then they just get really enmeshed with the sex, and now one person is like, thank you for the night, or thank you for the few times, and they're trying to move on, and the person's like, no, that's not what I was showing you. You misinterpreted the signals and social cues I was giving you. Another person like, but you already know I'm not really a commitment type person, but you kept sleeping with me. So it don't make sense for you to not be a commitment person, and you know, and the vibes I was giving you, it was easy to read. And if you sleep with me, it's like we have a relationship. So as a public figure, I have to ask for sex. I have to ask. Okay. How we go about birth control? It's one of the questions. How many times? Or do our schedules mix well with each other's, right? And where do we meet? How many, and what time zones work? And okay, what do I mean to you? What do you mean to me, right? I feel like I have to talk about those things before I do sexually anything. Because I am not going to have sex with somebody and not have these wise questions honestly answered, truthfully answered. Mm-mm. I don't believe in sexual vagueness. I don't believe in romantic unambiguity. I don't believe in interpersonal unclearness. I don't believe in sensual uncertainty. And I don't believe in erotic mysteries. I just don't. My thing is, we have to know what we mean to each other. That way we're not arguing after the sex is over. We're not arguing after the date is over. It's like, okay, we pinpointed, this is how it's going to work, and this is how it's not going to work. I don't believe in psychologically manipulating anybody, and you don't believe in psychologically manipulating anybody either. And we don't believe in psychologically manipulating ourselves. Also, it's the same thing in terms of my business deals, right? I believe in reading contracts before you sign them. I believe in background checking potential business deal mates. And I believe in making sure that I deal with reputable economics and reputable humans, because many people will go, ooh, let's make money together. Who you make money with speaks volumes of your heart. And so another thing is making sure I have lawyers and present, making sure I have a legal team present, because sometimes people will have coded legal language that most of us can't understand. So I can have my legal team go, okay, when they say these statistics and ratios in particular, or these percentages, or these dictionary words, what do they mean exactly? How can I make sure I get fair economic treatment and fair humane treatment outside of economics too? Because sometimes people can be very slick. They can use the dictionary to have them make all the money, or have them make most of the money. You get little to no money. And how do I keep myself from being in a bad contract for life? I think that's important to me. Yes, doing background checks on potential dating partners, potential sex partners, yes. But also got to do background checks with potential business partners, potential coworkers, because I have to have reputable person and reputable people in my personal life, so I can have reputable person and reputable people in my professional life. I have to have the same concentration. Also, some people may try to overlap. Like if you are a public figure, some people may use doing business as a way of saying, well, we're going to do more than just economic business. We're going to do sexual romantic business. Some people do that. Some people will try to have your likes manipulated, your needs manipulated, and your preferences manipulated. As a public figure, more people will try that on you than most of the people in the world who are not what is considered public figures. And you also have to check people's mental health, because some people, if you're a public figure, they hate rejection so much, they start making you feel claustrophobic. They start suffocating you, like, you can only do business with me. You can only have sex with me. You can only date me. I don't want you hanging around anybody else. And if you do, I gotta always come. So my work-life balance tells me that I must have people around me that can tell me the truth about everybody in my life. And they feel comfortable meeting everybody in my life. You know, like who, you know, it could be my barber. It could be those who help me with hair removal. Hey, they're experts. They're licensed for this. You know, those who I do my grocery shopping, you know, those who may help me out with reliable transportation, those whose restaurants I go to from time to time. Not trying to control my life, because no, I don't deal with control freaks, and I'm certainly not a control freak myself. But to say, hey, Antonio, here are my happy reports. Okay, Antonio, you really are doing well with having solid individuals around you. I checked these people. There was zero bullshit. I didn't see any horse shit, no dog shit about them. All right, you can keep dealing with them. They are truly not disreputable folks. Alright. I want people to also tell me the truth if I'm, you know, if I'm hanging out with excellent people and they don't see anything wrong or stupid or crazy and they encourage me to keep dealing with them, that would make sense. But if I'm hanging around people that are iffy, fickle, sometimey, wishy-washy, flip-floppy, opposite day, I also want them to tell me, Tonio, I'm going to help you safely remove these people out of your life, out of your phone, out of your home, out of your email, out of your voicemail, out of your video chat, out of your contacts. And make sure these people don't deal with you in person anymore. Because all these years you were forced to be sore. And they'll say, I'm going to put wise actions to the permanent end of the transactions. I need those kind of people, and those kind of people need me. Because I would do everything I'm saying I want people to do for me, I would do exactly for them. As I go throughout my life, I just think about how important it is to really tell you this. Last time I'll give you my other duties, it just came to me, and I've been meaning to tell you this. Is that I am called to be a shining light to individuals with gynecological disorders, reproductive disorders, sexual disorders, infertility, pelvic inflammatory disease, pregnancy complications, miscarriage, sexual dysfunction, sexually transmitted infections, sexually transmitted diseases, mortality from injuries, increased risk of suicide, depression, chronic pain, psychosomatic disorders, unsafe abortions, unwanted pregnancy, pregnancy from rape, those with sexual desire disorders, arousal disorders, orgasm disorders, and pain disorders. And of course, I'm called to be a shining light to those with anxiety disorders, eating disorders, mood disorders, personality disorders, psychotic disorders, substance disorders, alcohol use disorders, psychosis, paranoia, mania, depression, anxiety, agitation, mental illnesses. And the reason I wanted to put that in there because those are the I'm called to be a shining light to people of adult abuse of all kinds and child abuse of all kinds. And the reason why I say that is because they're also, like everybody else that I'm called to do, a part of my work-life balance. So I have to be mindful to not make it look like I always want money, because I don't. But at the same time, when you constantly have to spend hours doing work, at some point, people have to willingly compensate you fairly for all the work that they constantly have you do. It's not like, okay, here and there, every now and then, I work for free because I don't do it a whole lot. But if it's something I have to constantly do, it's like, okay, at some point, you're going to have to definitely compensate me. You know, I just don't believe in constantly giving out free services. Like, I don't mind free services, like helping people. But if it's not something I do a lot, that's fine. But if I have to regularly do it, I don't believe in robbing my loved ones of money, robbing my loved ones of my presence, robbing loved ones of my time, and robbing loved ones of my energy. I think that is just totally uncalled for and unnecessary. I don't believe in allowing self-abuse. I don't believe in allowing the abuse of others. So I can be kind without being taken advantage of. And I'm the type of person that I don't allow any of my vulnerabilities to be exploited, because I don't allow all things me to be exploited at all whatsoever. So there are times where you know, I'll be working with people, body image issues, those who've had safe abortions, and those with sexual performance anxiety. Okay, it's my final time talking about, you know, who I'm called to, what I'm called to. And I say this for this other reason, because in my life, to be honest, I also have to be mindful of the fact that there are people that will try to stick me for my paper. There are people that will have unhealthy attachment styles to me. And there will be people that will try to be in my life, interact with me, and for all the wrong reasons. All because they want success without hard work. They want the crown, but they don't want to carry the cross. They want rewards, without sacrifices. They want the perks, but they don't want to show up for practice. They don't want to play. When it's time to play, they just want to be spectators in the stands. They don't want to be teammates. They want vicarious glory. And they want to hijack your life and make it their entire story. I've also learned this thing. When I In closing, I just want to say that the public has way more solid people than anybody else, than anything else. And because I'm solid, I'm a solid person. So I just want to do this episode to let you know that I'm not a know-it-all, and I won't try to do it all.